Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.7% a little before 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. However, shares have come in a little bit as S&P futures were up over 1% not too long ago. Bond yields are higher. The U.S. 10-year is up around 3 basis points at 2.83%. The dollar is softer, oil is up, gold firmer, industrial metals higher, including a strong surge in iron ore, cryptocurrencies also mostly higher. Asian equities trading mixed on Monday, though European equity markets are largely higher. Not much has changed in Ukraine war developments, and the latest news on China's COVID situation is mixed. More cases were reported in Beijing, but Shanghai appears on track for a return to normal by the end of June. China's COVID lockdowns continue to drive domestic growth downgrades and see the usual discussion about impact on supply chains. The Wall Street Journal reported uncertainty has prompted Apple to look to boost production outside of China. In geopolitics, President Joe Biden arrived in Japan on Sunday to launch a plan for greater U.S. economic engagement with the Indo-Pacific. Speaking to reporters following his meeting with Japan Prime Minister Kishida, President Biden repeated that he is considering lifting some tariffs on Chinese imports and will discuss the matter with Treasury Secretary Yellen. Biden also pledged the U.S. military would defend Taiwan if China attacked. On the central bank front, more ECB commentary to digest, with President Lagarde backing prospects for a July rate hike, but playing down prospects of a 50 basis point move. Light on the data front, Singapore reported a 10-year high in core inflation. In Europe, German IFO Business Climate Survey beat expectations. Nothing of note on today's U.S. macro calendar. Moving to corporate news from the weekend, people familiar with the matter tell Bloomberg Broadcom is in advanced talks to acquire VMware. And citing subscription news site Puck and following several vague reports, Engadget reports that Electronic Arts is actively seeking a buyer or another company willing to merge with it. Also on the M&A front, The Australian reports energy heavyweights, including ConocoPhillips, Exxon, and Chevron, are among the names interested in Santos Energy's Alaska-based Pikka project. And on the North American earnings front, notable reporters today include Advance Auto Parts and Zoom Video, reporting after the close. Asian equities ended mostly higher on Monday. The Hang Seng stayed negative after another underperformance from its IT sector. Mainland China turned positive. Japan rallied into the close. South Korea and Taiwan both finished slightly higher. Australian equities reversed early gains to end flat. Southeast Asia was mixed. India was higher, despite metal stocks sharply lower on government changes to a commodities tax. Over the weekend, Australia's Labour Party won the country's federal election and gained enough seats in Parliament to avoid a coalition. The Australian dollar was the main benefactor, as the clear win avoids protracted negotiations between parties. European indices have opened higher, except for Italy. Circling back to ECB President Lagarde's comments in an interview on Dutch television, she signaled that the Governing Council was ready to hike interest rates in July, but appeared to play down the prospect of a 50 basis point move. She highlighted that a 50 basis point hike was not something she could comment on now, but warned she does not want to put the brakes on a car that is moving. Reuters reported Bundesbank Chief Nagel said on Friday the most important thing was to start the process of raising rates in the current situation, and that the rest can be discussed. And the Financial Times reports German Finance Minister Lindner has expressed concerns over fiscal discipline in the EU due to the risk of stagflation. With Brussels expected to suspend the EU's Stability and Growth Pact for another year, Lindner argued swift action was needed to return to macroeconomic stability. He said there was scope for flexibility, but that it should not be used as an excuse to rethink the whole EU rulebook. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Monday, May 23rd, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.